always try to, at different points in the year, do something a little bit different and try to take a different angle. So many shiurim and want to not to make it as if it's all the same. And sometimes the best way to find the halacha lemaisa and to get to the halacha lemaisa in a different way is to see what Gedolim did with how they lived their lives, what they did with their lives, and to understand why they did it, to see if they were being machmir, if they were not being machmir, to get a bit, little bit of a better understanding how many of the Gedolim would approach, whether it's tzitzis we'll see about, cotton and wool, or it's going to be about even the Birchas HaMazon. So today's shiur, we are going to see it. This is that we are going to, most of the shiur is going to be focused on tzitzis, but it's not really the point of the shiur. It's just really to bring out, it's just to show how some Gedolim live their lives, although halacha says a certain halacha, they had reasons why they lived their lives differently. And then we get to see what we should do. We get to see how we should live our lives. I wanted to start with a very interesting... So there was a sefer that I, over the summer, that I came across. Thank you. And the sefer is Stories of Gedolim. There are a lot of different chapters. Some of the stories are halacha stories. Some of them are minhagim that they did. And in this sefer that I was looking at, I think it's called... I forgot actually what it's even called. He brings down a story with the Minchas Elazar, where there was the Kalaria. The Kalaria, as many of you remember, we were at the caver of the Kalaria, and there was a discussion about benching one of the Harachamans. And I'll begin with this because it's a Dover, which is Tzach, which is light. And from there, we will head into the tzitzis we're going to talk about then for those that are involved with the chevra. We're going to go into the interesting question with to be buried in the talus of Shabbos, the talus of the weekday. We're going to see from the Kedush Yerim and the Imre Emes how they approached these types of questions. And then we ourselves get to see how we have to live our lives. So let's begin with Birchas HaMazon. We say in the Birchas HaMazon, what do those words mean to the coming of the Mashiach? Do we say, we actually don't say that. We say, what does mean? To the days of Mashiach, the Yemais HaMashiach. But the question is, aren't we already in the days of Mashiach? We're in the Yemei Mashiach. We already have seen the signs of the Yemei HaMashiach. We learned the Gemara Masech Tesaita when we finished Masech Tesaita. We learned the Gemara Masech Sanhedrin, where we see the different signs that we're in the days of Mashiach. As the Arizal said, and if you see the first one on the sheet, the Arizal says, Kvar eschilu mimei Ariya Kadosh. Yemais HaMashiach already started. But Iker, what is the Iker that we should be saying? We should be saying, Lebias HaMashiach, not Limais HaMashiach. We should change the Harachamon. Harachamon is Akenu. Lebias HaMashiach. When the Minchas Elazar heard this, Minchas Elazar, as you can all see, this is in the Chedushei Torah of the Kalarie. Kalarie was, those that recall, we heard about a Talmud going back to the Chassam Seifers, already back to those days of the Chassam Sefer. And when this was said over to the Munkach Rebbe, the Minchas Elazar, as you can see in the first, in the Chedushei Torah from the Tolus Kalarie, he brings down he heard it from Kalarie, he heard it from others. And then if you look at the next one, just to see where he brings down from the Minchas Elazar, when they told us to the Minchas Elazar, I said over once, b'shem the Kalarie, whom I'd hate to be in of, the Minchas Elazar appreciated what I said. And he did say, he's right. And from that point on, he changed. So although the Nusach and I speak in our benching is Harachman and Zakenu Limais HaMashiach, Minchas Elazar says it's a good point. How do I know that he actually changed? Because when you look at the Darchei Chayim V'Shalom, which is the same from the Munkach Rebbe, when you look over there, he says, Harachamoni Yizakenu, Libias HaMashiach, Liloi Limais HaMashiach. And he brings down over there that we are already in the 2,000 years of Yimais HaMashiach, Bifrat. He says, Bifrat from the days of the Arizal, Mishnah Shin Lamed Hey. So we're in the Tav Shin. So you're talking already about 400 years ago from the Zman of the Ariya Kaddish. It's Kvar Yimais HaMashiach Zman Be'itah Shal Yilu. We're already in the Zman of the Be'itah. This is the Zman of the Achishanu. This is the Zman of the Be'itah. And if you actually look, so I did look. Now I said, let's see who else has this Nusach. You look at the Siddur HaMakubal from Abshapsi Mirashkoi. He says, Zakenu v'yecheinu legulas HaMashiach. He also changed the word. Not Yimais HaMashiach to legulas HaMashiach. But la halacha, what are we supposed to do? Just the kolaria, the minchas alaza, the siddurim. But our siddurim don't say that. Our siddurim say izakenu limoiz haMashiach. So as we are going to see in today's shir, the being that that is the nusach and that is what we were mekubal and that's our kabbalah, we still stick to what our kabbalah is. However, if you feel strongly that this is the word that should be said. Lebias HaMashiach, it makes a lot of sense. Rachman is a kenu to the coming of the Mashiach, not Limais HaMashiach, because we're already in Limais HaMashiach. So I'm not here to tell the Olam to switch, to change your Nusach, but you can see that the Gedolim, when they heard something, they changed, and they said that it makes sense, and we should change. So once again, I'm not here to change, we're not changing the Nusach over here.
We're
not
switching?
No, I'm not switching yet.
Okay, well, although we are Yemais Mashiach, but we say Yemais Mashiach, I mean the days after Mashiach. No, isn't that what we mean?
No, we want to be Zaycha to the days of... No, we might be to the days of Mashiach. We're already in the days of Mashiach. We want to be Zaycha to Mashiach. Barachman is a kind of Lebias HaMashiach. It makes more sense. Lebias HaMashiach makes a lot of sense.
The same with Yemais Mashiach, I was saying what title we're supposed to have in mind.
Right, the meaning, what really supposed to have in mind is not the days preceding Mashiach, but the actual Mashiach itself. So when we're saying Limaisa Mashiach, we should have in mind Lebias HaMashiach, Enatanam. To the coming of the actual, not the way we learn the Gemara, we're in the days of Mashiach now, but the actual Mashiach itself, when the Zman, when there will be, so if you're right, like the Rambam says, we have to have in mind the days that we're able to learn Torah with clarity, and we don't have the Shibud Malchiyos. So when Limaisa Mashiach means the Iker days of Mashiach, that's what we have to have, the Iker Yimei HaMashiach, not the preparation and the days that are preceding the days of Mashiach. So we head into one of the topics, something which is very, very important, and that is, should we be all wearing wool tzitzis or not? But what we're going to see is that the Chazon Ish didn't wear, or maybe we'll see when he did or he didn't wear. We'll see if Reb Chaim Kanievsky didn't wear. We'll speak about Rav Moshe Feinstein. I'll tell you what Rav David Cohen says. So this is nageya to all of us, but it's a different approach than we normally take. So what I'm first going to do is we're first going to learn the halacha, and then you're going to see why these gedolim felt that maybe we should be wearing wool or we shouldn't be wearing wool. But when you're going to read the halacha together with me, it's going to be obvious to everybody here that we should all be wearing wool. So let's see. Dr. Mechaber like this. Ein chayiv b'tzitzis min ha'torah, and already the Olam already learned this. We made a siyum on this, but we're taking a different angle. So we're going with a different angle today, and you'll see why I'm taking this angle, and then we'll see. Dr. Mechaber like this. Ein chayiv b'tzitzis min ha'torah. Chaber paskins. You're only chayiv b'tzitzis min ha'torah. Ela beged pishtim aitzeh merichelim. So it has to be either flax, linen, or wool. Avol big day sharminim. All other cotton, polyester for sure. Ein chayavim betitis elamid rabbanon. So chavish shitis elamid rabbanon. So if you have a choice to do a mitzvah d'oraisa, a mitzvah d'rabbanon, you should obviously do the mitzvah d'oraisa. Why do the mitzvah d'rabbanon? So according to the mechaber, then comes the Rama, v'yeshayim the kulo chayavim d'oraisa. No, all different types of material is d'oraisa. And the Rama says v'hachi hilchasa. Let's learn the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and he explains why. I did tzarek levar. How do you have a right to make a bracha? That's all the Mishnah Berurah. But we have already learned many, many Gemaras about this. And the Mishnah Berurah is also asking, what's the nafkamina? What's the difference if it's zayraisa and Mishnah Berurah? So he says very posh, like we just said. Aleph, diyoisera lasses beged shiyotu b'min atayra. Why would you use a beged which is all the Mishnah Berurah when you have a beged which is chayim b'min atayra? Beis. In this Arab Letitis Tavin Lishman Bishalai Lishman, let's say they get mixed up. This Nafkamina is not going to get to really us. He's just trying to go into Safik Rabbanan a Dairaisa. So there's a Nafkamina if it's a Dairaisa, the Rabbanan. But really, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you go, there's no Chilik if it's a Dairaisa, the Rabbanan. But we're going to be focusing on Roy Lass's Vegetarian Tara. And Gimel, in Uyayshe, Betibor, what happens if you're sitting in shul? The Nifsek Echa Mitzisai Son B'chol, one of your titzes is going to be cut. If it's only Midrabanon, this is talking about when the titzes covered their beggar, they knew the titzes would be embarrassing. So then the Gemara, the halach is, it's only Midrabanon. You don't have to take off your titzes. If it's Dairaisa, then you're wearing a four-cornered baguette, which Natar is high in tzitzis. You don't have tzitzis, you would have to take it off. He's telling you the nafkamina, but he's not. The ikka, what we're focusing on over here is Aleph. That it's Yaiser Ro, Las is baguette, she hates him in Natar. But the Ramah tells us, and we're Ramah people, we're not Mechaber, we don't follow Mechaber. Ramah tells us any baguette. So we have to learn another Mishnah Berurah. It comes along the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, why does the Ramah pass in that all the Gadim? It's a Gemara. It's a Machlokes. It's Paiskin Karava. The Rabba Rami says Al Titzis. Pasik says Al Titzis Hakanaf. Mashma Min Kanaf. The same material as Pirush Apilena Shal Tamer Pishim. It doesn't have to be Tamer Pishim. Whatever, it should be the same. If the Beged is cotton, the Titzis are cotton. Mikal Makoy Not Titzis Kim and a Beged. That's what Pshat in the Beged. Pshat is Siv Loisul Pshat in Tamer Pishim Yaakov. Oh, okay. It's a Tamer Pishim to Rebbe Mimin Shlemin. The Titzis could be a different material than the Beged itself. So the way Rav learns the Gemara, you can be Gadim Armin Atayra. What's the difference? Why does the Torah say Beged and Pishtim? Beged and Pishtim by Shatnas, which is the Pasuk next to Tzitzis. If it's Beged, if it's wool and linen, if it's wool and linen, so the Tzitzis could be a different material. If the Beged is going to be cotton, then the Tzitzis have to be cotton too. Umachri Rama, let's see how the Mishnah Berurah ends off. What Rama tells us, that's how we paskin. She can sviru l'roi v'achroinim, like Rava. That's what they learn. Lidroish min kanaf. That min kanaf means that if it's a baguette of cotton, the tzitzis have to be cotton too. Ushma mina, and the Mishnah Berurah tells us, chol mine baguette chayim min atar v'tzitzis. However, the tzitzis have to be min baguette. So even a cotton baguette, according to the Ramah, is midai rice. Let's do one more Mishnah. We have one more Mishnah Berurah to do, and then we'll talk. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what's the final halacha? Says Mishnah Berurah like this: the Yirei Shamayim, someone who's a Yirei Shamayim, should be Machmir. Lachas Shadayin. All of a sudden, Mishnah Berurah is telling you, yeah, there are more passages like that, but a Yirei Shamayim should be Chayishes for the Day Rishayim. No, the Yaseh Tal L'Shof Semer. He should wear wool. Why? Why not follow the Mechaber? If you can follow the Mechaber, why not? The Nachoy says the Mishnah Berurah, Sheyat, it's proper. So he's telling you what the psak is. He's telling you that a Yirei Shamayim should have wool. So I understand. If it's in the summer and it's very hot and you're looking for a lighter baguette or you're playing ball, so then maybe in a chanami of the Ramah. But a Yirei Shamayim, he's telling you should be wearing wool. So in the winter time, when it's not that hot, it's cold, and you wanna wear a Dairaisa baguette, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's what you should do. If we end right here, so it's very passionate. All the Gedolim should be wearing wool. Everybody should be wearing a wool baguette because we all want to be Yirei Shamayim. So it costs a little bit more money. Maybe it's a little bit more, is it uncomfortable? So, but you should, we're Yirei Shamayim. Let's show, and we're going to see that it's not just Yirei Shamayim. You want to show a Kaddish Baruch that I want to do the best that I can do. What's the big deal? I'm wearing a baguette anyway. Either way, I have to do it. So wear wool. Why do we have to wear cotton if we can wear wool? Why should we not go out of our way? A little bit of comfort, but we're doing Yirei Shamayim. But we are going to see now, and that's why you'll see that the direction we're taking is in a backwards way over here, because we're going to learn about a Chazanish. And the Chazanish didn't wear wool. Why didn't he wear wool? The Chazanish did not wear wool tzitzis. And the question is, why didn't he wear? Chaim Kanievsky is going to tell you why he didn't wear. He's going to say it's because of the Vilna Gaon. Well, we're going to go backwards here, and then we'll come back to what we should do. Let's see. So I wanted the Oilim to see over here. You'll read it together with me. We're going to see. Start with Chazon Ish. That's Chaim Kanievsky, why he didn't do it. From there, I'm going to tell you what Rav David Cohen told me. We go to Rav Moshe, and then we head back. Says the Chazon Ish, Sefer, this Sefer that I had in the summer, so he brings down from the Rabbi Yitzchak Tzvi Bernfeld, Shenichnas Pam El Moran Chazon Ish, he went into the Chazon Ish, and he saw he was wearing a Talz Katan, and it was not wool. Bamalaya Chazon Ish, Kinera Hinech Tama, Chazon Ish, so Lamein Avakash Talz Katan Mitamim. So, and especially brings is it Taisa Sanida, Khachubal Kakam Tsiva Taisa Sanida. He didn't explain why. So this sefer wants to explain the Chazon Ish. We're going to see if this is what the Chazon Ish meant or not. Menastama is a kavan. What does he do with Taisis Anida? It means like this. Taisis Anida says she'ein chayav and bitzitzis el of a beged sheish b'han olavisha. You're only chayav and tzitzis if you have a hana from the beged. That's why the Gemara says meichrei ksuz. Those that sell clothing are pata from tzitzis. Why? Because they're wearing it not because they want to have hana. They want people to see their suit. Or their beged, which is four-cornered. They would walk around with four-cornered garments, not for hana, but only so that people should see what they're selling. You don't need tzitzis. That's what Taisa says. It's so warm in Eretz Yisrael in the summer. You're not having hana from the beged summer. So therefore, he wore a lighter beged. So this sefer is explaining, the Chazon Ish explains, so look at Taisa Sanida. What does he want with Taisis and Eidah? Taisis and Eidah says you have to have Hana. In the summer, there's no Hana. So according to this, the Chazon Ish only didn't wear wool in the summer. But in the winter, he would wear wool because it's Dairaisa. In the summer, if he wore wool, he's not even doing a mitzvah derabana. He's not doing any mitzvah because he's not having Hana from the Beged. You have to have Hana from the Beged. So in the summer, he can only be Mechayev in a Beged of the derabana. He wore cotton because he has no other choice. In the winter, because you want to be able to go ahead and do the Dairai. Of course, the Chazon Ish wore, but we don't know. Why didn't anybody ever see the Chazon Ish? What did he do during the winter? Then they go see, Chazon Ish, are you wearing wool? Or are you wearing cotton? What are you doing in the winter?
Why was this only taken on by Thomas Cotton? Thomas Goff, we never had a question.
Very good, because it was not hot. It wasn't. Hey, you're wearing it a whole day. You're wearing it a whole day. So it became a more of a uncomfort.
You never saw anybody making a...
Nobody ever, no. Never saw, right. That's what we'll see. Hot place. And that's what we're going to see. You'll see why, Shmuley, because when we get to the Gra, we're going to see. Beautiful, we'll see. Today, the next one's got some Chaim. No, but you're allowed to make a bracha away on the Rabbanan too. So they asked Rabbanan, can he ask? He showed the Rabbein in Maisei Ish, which is the all about the Chazon Ish. So Rabbi Yabarov says, like, he's the one who wrote the Sefer. He's one of those that are very, very, a lot of people write from Chaim. You don't know when they said it, how they said it. He's one of the authentic, there's authenticity to his writings. And Rabbanan, can he ask? Showed the Rabbein. So Rabbanan asked, the Chazon Ish. Shalom, madua naigu leches b'tal kam shabab alay shal temer? The hei shiv loy. And the Rav Chaim answered, I'm sorry, the Chazon Ish said to Rav Chaim, don't forget, Rav Chaim is nephew. So the Chazon Ish said to him, the Gra also walked b'tal is katan shal shar minim. The Gra walked all the time. Not just in the, not like this other sefer that says that, this is all my research. Not like this other sefer that says that he only did it in the summer. So, Chishinisha Madua Hagra Noyikain. So, he asked, why did the Gra do that? Right? Why is the Gra? Why did the Gra follow? The Gra doesn't want to do the Dairais Lafi. Everybody don't know. Like, so, look what he says. Kidei Lefar Sema Halacha. He wanted everybody to know that the Halacha is like the Rama. So, to let everybody know that the Halacha is like the Rama, the Vilna Gaon, he wore Khan. Because he wants everybody to know that you don't have to follow that, not Shita Samachabah. Oh, so he said, so Rav Chaim said to Rav Chazon Ish, so he asked him, Chshinish al Shub, Im Agra no Akein. Okay, the Gra did it. What does it have to do with us? The Gra wanted everybody to know what the halach is. But we should follow the Daraisa because we want to be Yerei Shemayim? If the Gra, it's like you have that Gadol and everybody's looking at the Gadol. So they got, what's the halach of? Which is ironic because most of the time the Gedalim would go ahead. They wanted to do the Dairais, but everyone's looking at them. You tell me the Gra took on the Darabanan, so everybody should know that the Halach is like the Rama. So look what Rukhaim said. Look what the Chazon Ish said to Rukhaim. Hey, Shiv, if my Gra noy came, kachanu noy came. If the Gra can do it, we can do it too. What does that mean? So we have a Mishnah Berurah, which says, no, you should be wearing, Yerushalayim should wear the Dairais. We have the Gra, the Rukhaim's telling me with the Gra that the Gra only wore. So, what we need to do is, we're going to go to try to figure out what's shot in the Gra. Because if we understand why the Gra actually did it, yeah, let's go back here a second. No, so he'll do it some once in a while. He says, because, right, he's trying to say this halacha, right? But you still see that the Mishnah Berurah didn't say that you're a Shemayim Shemimach. We're still going back to the Chafetz Chaim. So, I'm going to share with you Rav Shmuel Salant. because we have to know why the Gra, and according, let's go back over here. From the Chazanish himself, it's mashma that the Gra wanted everybody to know the halacha. The Pharisee mahalacha. Wants to be the Pharisee mahalacha. But when you start to look at why the Gra himself didn't do it, there are many other reasons why. Let's go through this, and then we'll try to come out with a maskara. The next one I did is, again, I did a lot of research in the other Gadolim of it to try to see how they explain the Gra. So in Tezvav, this is all from Shmuel Salam. Bir Bedas HaGra. Shenayik Shalilubis Talad Kotem Yitzemen. Shebezei Yoytzi Vekham Ederai. So look at the Alma. He wore Halos Mibeget Shaltamik Epin Cotton. He brings down Ma'aseh Rav. Mishum Sheminig HaGra. He says like this. The minig of the Gra was to go, like this Aunt Shmuel, a little bit what we said before. He wore talis and tefillin the whole day. What does he mean he wore talis? He wore his talis gadol all day. So the talis gadol was wool. He's anyway doing his dairaisa. Im kein kaim, kinitzis hasei dairaisa. He wears a talis katan. Nisharminim. This way he's also doing a dirabala. He's doing a dairaisa because he's wearing his talis gadol, which he wore the whole day. And his talis katan is to show that there's a mitzvah dirabana. Now, if that's actually the pshat, so then it makes sense why the Gra, going back to what the Chazon Ish is telling Chaim, that the reason why the Gra wore the talis cotton as a beged of cotton is to show that the Ramah's halach is also true. I'm going to do a deraisa with my talis gadol, and I'm going to do a drabana with my talis cotton. But for those that don't wear a talis gadol all day, and a chanabi, we should be wearing tittis all day, we should be wearing wool. That's what Rav Shmuel Salam said pshat in the Gra.
There's no
mitzvah to wear. It is. So we're about to head into that Gemara, where now there is. You're right. Originally there was not, but now we're going to see there is. So we're going to, let's see Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. I got to see what does Rav Shlomo Zalman say about this. And then we can then move on to what Yonatan's bringing up. Is what I mean, maybe there's no mitzvah in the Torah anyway. If you're wearing a four-cornered garment, you have to wear it. But we're going to see that today it's not going to be the halacha based on that Gemara. And then I'll tell you what David Cohen told me, which I don't agree with, but you'll tell me what you think. The Gemara says, Zakr Shlomo Zalman, ulechatchilo yesh leilach b'talis katan shel tzemer. You should wear wool. You have a mitzvah d'orais, v'kulei alma. And he brings down the place, I, the ma'aseh rav, he also brings down the grav. I, the grav, sh'rabbeinu agra lo'ilavish talis katan shel tzemer. He brings down Rav Shmuel Salant. He brings this down. The Agra was mitutif b'talas gadol the whole day. That's why he wore a talas katan. They look kind, the loy saser. Ba'af emit style. He disagrees with the first sefer that I said. What did the first sefer say? Oh, you don't have hana. In the summer, he writes that only in the summer the Chazon Ish wore cotton because it was hot. You don't have hana. Rav Shmuel Salant disagrees with that pshat. He says ba'af if emit style because of achayim. Who cares? It's a mitzvah. Sharebi may sakai it's vadly like a call shaman also good minatalis cotton. You have any in the summer? You have any top? You have a no? No, of course not. Even if it's cotton, what hana do you have in cotton? It's hot. What the mitzvah will of cotton? I don't want it. It's an extra baggage. And still, it's pashit that you have a mitzvah. We make a bracha al mitzvah tittis. You should the talia bilavisha v'loy bahana. Not like tisis. It's not, I don't want to go into tisis and not because sometimes I don't argue on tisis. This is, you wear maichrek so. We're wearing it at all as a baggage. We're wearing it as a baggage now. This is our baggage. We wear it every day. That's how we learn sizes. So as a mitzvah didn't need. They weren't wearing it at all for Hana. They weren't wearing it a levisha. They're trying to sell their clothing. We're wearing a derech of a levisha. Now it's our baggage. Now it's our baggage. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, we have to wear it. That's why Rav Shlomo Zalman is also of the opinion that even if you're playing ball, you're basketball, and you're going to say, oh, it's hot, and I'm not having no Hana. It doesn't make a difference, Hana, no Hana. You have no Hana, you have to wear tzitzis. If you're going exercising, you got to wear tzitzis. Because of Shlomo Zalman, he clearly says over here, it has nothing to do with Hanas HaBeged. It's a levisha, you have to wear it, and he doesn't hold of this whole svara that it's sweaty, and it's not derech eretz. We already had a shiur, so I don't want to head back into that. But he definitely holds, you should be wearing wool. So let us learn a Gemara in Masechtas Menachos now. And when we learn this Gemara, we can maybe get a little bit of a better understanding, and then we'll come to the Halach L'maisa. The Gemara there talks about tzitzis and this idea of maybe you don't have to wear tzitzis at all. Amalei ketina katina sadina b'kaita v'sar l'susif tzitzis shal tcheles mati oleo. Amalei an shiusa eset. Basically, the Gemara is saying like this. All we need to know from this Gemara is the last seven words over here. Bizman de'ik, the last four words, actually. Bizman de'ik arischa anchinan. in a time of when, you're right, like Jonathan says, you only have a mitzvah wearing tzitzis if you're wearing a beged of four-corner garment. And that's what the Gemara was saying over here. But the Gemara ends up that in the rischa, when there's anger in the world, Hashem will punish you for not going in and doing the mitzvah the right way. So if there's a mitzvah to do and we don't do it, we're going to get punished. Is there an avera? No avera. But the fact that we don't go out of our way to do a mitzvah, the Gemara says that when Hashem is angry, he's going to punish us. So bizman, when there's tzaris in the world, and we see that it's a time of rischa, Hashem will punish us and say, you didn't go out of your way. You could have gone out of your way. You didn't go out of your way. You didn't go out of your way. You're going to therefore be punished.
We went out of the way to wear regular tzitzis. Just weren't mach.
No, but you're not going out of your way to do the daraisa. That's what Mr. Ramesh is going to say. That. Right. That's what Ramesh is. No, it's everything. The Gemara is by tzitzis. The Gemara is by tzitzis. So that's why the Rav. I know the Ramah, but if we want to be Rishamayim, I'm going to get to that. So that's what Ramesh is going to end. Very good. So Ramesh is going to get to what you're saying. Comes a lot. So Rav David Cohen called me in the summer. He was cotton. So he said. Yeah. But now, I don't know if he always did, but now he did.
No, I'm saying not this winter.
No, all the time. Right. So he learns Pshat in the Gemara like this. A little bit like Yitzchak saying, if we're afraid that Hashem's going to get angry with us, isn't it better that we show Hashem that we even listen to the Rabbanans? Because we're even listening to the Rabbanans. Hashem, look, the Rabbanans say this, we're even putting on, really, we don't like Yonatan, we don't need tzitzis at all. So now that we're going out of our way, and we're taking a beged, which is only a midrabbanan anyway, according to the Mechaber, and we're putting tzitzis on that, isn't that going to make Hashem happy? So why would Hashem punish us when we're going out and doing tzitzis even on a beged, which is the Rabbanan? That's what David said. So he was cotton. Because he says, I'm because of this Gemara, bit in the risk of.
Rav Shlomo Zalman. What's the problem with the bracha that you don't like the bracha full of palace bells? You put on the.
Yeah, either it doesn't make.
Wool and the bracha.
No, because it's still. The Mepharshim still say that the bracha is still going to go back on it. Either anyway. Right. They say that it's still. It's like, well, see, it's a palace gadol. It's still this man, you're being Isaac in tzitzis and palace. You're right. If it's a big break, 2 hours, we said, maybe it's in a chanami, you should be making two brachas, but the minig is not. But that's his take on the bid and the rischa. We are going to see, the Ramesh Feinstein says just the opposite. We're going to learn it, then you'll tell me what you think. Which does Rav David Pshat make more sense? Or Ramesh Pshat? So again, we have this Gemara, and the Gemara says that you really do not need to wear tzitzis. But if you don't wear tzitzis, Hashem's going to get angry at you because you didn't go out of your way to wear a four-cornered garment. Rav Moshe therefore writes, and I don't know if Rav David agrees with this, because someone in the summer asked at this point, but Rav Moshe writes that now you have to wear it. It's a minute. It became a minute. It used to be that if you wanted to wear it or not. But now the minute of Kali Yisrael is to wear it. Our fathers or our grandfathers or our great. So you can't go in and say, oh, I don't care if Hashem's going to get angry at me. Now it's a minute of Kali Yisrael. The minute turned into, you have to do it. I'll teach Ashtar Sinatra. The boy can't go out and say, okay, I don't care if Hashem's going to get angry at me. No, it's an Avera, because it's a minute.
They didn't wear wool on
them. What?
The minute didn't have to wear wool either.
Okay, so let's see. So we head into over here.
The exercise.
Two things. Ramesha, there's two chubis over here.
Wool, I don't know.
Is it? I'm sorry? So it's first, we'll learn, there's a big chuba for Ramesha. There's two parts over here. Let's go through it over here. The Dover, so we're on the next sheet over here on the top. Ramesh wants to know, I'm Leilach Batalis Kapin Shotzemer. Should you go with wool in the summer? The hot, warm. Sheshama, I heard, he's talking about on Shabbos. Again, this is a Shiloh. We're going to go to the Tshuva. I just wanted to show you the Shiloh that was at. I heard from one, Shein Roy Lubash B'Shabbos, Lotzis B'Rosh Hashanah Karmas. Why? Because it's so hot in the summer. It's not a beggar. It's who is wool in the summer? We're in wool in the summer. Shein Derech Leilach Beget Semer. You're carrying. Ain't I clue? The vadeu beged says Rav Moshe. No, it's a beged. What?
Brisket.
No, brisket is only for a different reason. Because they all need, no, they wear a different reason. Because they all need, the pasuk says vasis. There's only mitzitzis when you can make the tzitzis. You can't make the tzitzis, so then you're not. There's no mitzitzis to wear it, and then it's carry.
But they don't wear Rosh
Hashanah. No, they don't wear outside. Right. They're shy. Leilach b'ayler shesarach. Vadeu you're allowed to wear on Shabbos. Val beged mamish legazru. I shem. You're telling me you might take it off because it's hot. You're not taking it off because it's hot, right? No, let's take off our tzitzis because it's hot outside. comes Rav Moshe. Let's learn this together. You tell me, do you feel Rav David's right? Rav Moshe's right. Look at Rav David. Rav Moshe says like this. I know it's a little shtickle over here, but let's read it together. So Rav Moshe himself says, wool is better. Yaiser type gam bikai, it's leilach, you should wear wool even in the summer. I am noyeg. Mitam duchiv lulish beger achiv tzitzis lakabetim. I, like Yonatan says, what do you mean? I don't have to wear tzitzis in the first place. El, mishum shetarach lichtadl, but I have to be mishtadl kaim mitzah mitzad. Because of the Gemara of Rav Ketino, domar, that what did the Gemara say? He goes through the whole Gemara. Ubizman di isa rizcha and shin and ayin sham, and meilo. If you hold that katan is really patim in adaraisa, and like shitas hamachaber, and then he goes into pishtan, flax is linen is much worse, but we're not wearing linen anyway, so I don't have to go into it. But he writes a whole, when you read Ramosha Shuvis and he's trying to go into the details of the places, and it gets very confusing. But let's leave out the pishtan. He says that pishtan's maybe not chayav altogether. But anyway, let's go back over here. I'm reading you the boulder of Moshe. And he says like this, the Yirei Shemayim we saw, should we woke? L'chein tzorech l'shtada l'kayim ha-mitzim ed-arayis l'kulei alma, v'loi b'shar shalminim, v'loi gam b'shal pishon, I just told you Rabbeinu Tam holds no mitzvah at all, ma'ai said tam, I'm a, because of Rav Ketino. And that's what he holds. So he learns the Gemara, if you want to not get Hashem angry, so go out and do the daraisa. You have to be m'shtada l'kayim ha-mitzim, because if you're not, you're not showing a Kaddish Baruch, I'm going out of my way for you. That's how Rav Moshe learns. Katan is easy. I want to go, who wants to wear wool? It's hot outside. If you're going to spend the extra money on the wool, and you're going out and wearing it even in the summer, you're saying to Kaddish Baruch, look what I'm doing for you. So I'm doing this for you. Then the Rizq Hashem is not going to punish you. So you have two different Gedolim learning the same Gemara, and the Be'id Nerizq differently. Rav David learns the Be'id Nerizq is, I'm showing I'm even going out of the way to hold like the Darabanan. And I'm going to wear tzitzis on the Rabbanon. Rav Moshe is coming from a different angle. That's why, to me, I know Rav Moshe wrote another tshuva that now you have to wear tzitzis. Now you have to wear tzitzis. How do you get rid of the bid nariska? You get rid of the bid nariska by going out and wearing the daraisa because the minhag is to wear tzitzis already. So go out of your way to say, Hashem, look, not only am I wearing cotton, I'm wearing wool too. Rav David's not looking at it like that. We don't have to wear tzitzis altogether. Going out and doing a tzitzis, at least show I'm even going as far out of the way to do the Rabbanon. So what's the maskana over here? We have the Mishabura that says Yerushalayim should wear wool. We have Shamazalman that says he should wear wool. And we have Ramay Shafan that says he should wear wool all the time. We have the Chazanish that's saying that you follow the Grah. I know that Rav Chaim Kanievsky says if the Grah did it, we can do it too. But Lahalacha Lamaisa, for those of you that are following the Grah for everything, then follow the Grah for this too. If you're not following the Grah for and if you're gonna learn like a small salat, the Grah wore the Talis Gadol all day with the Talis Katan. Rav Chaim is not when Chazanish didn't say that Shah in the Grah. Chazanish said that the Grah wanted to be Mefaris and the Halach is like the Ramah. And then Rav Chaim said, and Rav Chazanish says if the Grah did it, we can do it too. But we don't generally go straight Grah. We're not maybe in Chaim Berlin, I don't know what they do. I don't know what they wear over there. If they wear cotton or wool, if they follow the Grah. No, I'm not talking about over the beggar. I'm talking about the tzitzis itself. Are they wool? And the wool. So even though you see, so they're following the Grah. I have to ask my Mechun, because he's straight. He's mamish Grah. He's straight everything Grah. I'm going to ask him later what he does with tzitzis. I forgot to ask him what he does with tzitzis. His Shabbos is over like the Grah too. Rabbi Rabag follows Grah straight. His Shabbos is you got to follow the Grah, right? I got to call him later. I'm going to ask him what he does about tzitzis. But we see Reb Shmuel Salant. We see holds what the Grah. Halacha l'maisa, I know it costs more money. If you do go to Eretz Yisrael, it's not so expensive. It's much cheaper in Eretz Yisrael, by the way. But the Olim should be wearing wool tzitzis and be'idna rizcha if you're going to want to wear the cotton. So then, at least have in mind you're doing it with your David Cohen that I'm going out of my way to do the Rabbanan because I want to show that even by the Rabbanans, I'm putting tzitzis on the beged. But as I mentioned to the Olam, to me, Rav Moshe's Svara is more glatt because we already chayv tzitzis anyway. Rav Moshe, and I know Rav David doesn't agree with that, but Rav Moshe himself says that we have to wear tzitzis now. So once you have to wear tzitzis already, we're showing the bidner, we're trying to get rid of the bidner risk. I have to go out of my way. Okay, let us move on. So again, well, that's the answer. And yes, it's Magen Avraham. You should have another towel. Yes, you should also have a separate beged tzitzis for Shabbat. That's what we're going to see right now, as we're going to head into what do we bury? What should someone be buried in? Should they be buried in their weekday talis or their Shabbos talis? Like you say, Mitzi, is there a difference in the talisim? We definitely see. Oh, you mean the strings itself?
No, the baguette.
Oh, see, if you no one, so that's a different shayla. Gets into Zeh Kelim Aveh. If no one sees it, is it still Zeh Kelim Aveh? So if you ring it on the outside in the Chanami, then it's Zeh Kelim Aveh. But it could be if you're not, so then it gets into this whole different Yatsiv and Klezim Begreb about that. But in the Chanami, sometimes Zeh Kelim is not for the world, it's for you. You ask me if you should buy better world tzitzis? Is it such a thing?
Yeah, I mean, the chassidish, they have fringes, no fringes.
You know? Okay, but that's all getting into other things. All right, that much, I don't have to go. So there's a Myridika, the Olam that deals with the Olam that the Chavra will enjoy this, because when the Sfasem has passed away, that it was a major discussion over here, what to bury him in. So first I want to just show you, so this is the Sefer Avraham, is one of the Sfarim. Well, there were a lot of people at the Levaya, and each one had a different, I was able to find each person that was at the Levaya saying a little bit more. So I'm going to look at the Emiramis and others. Just want to show you how you look at different Sfarim and they have different opinions of what took place. But right away at the beginning, Lamachas Kardam Levayim, reading from over here. So they came to Ima Kayhanim Yichalas Asif by Machma Shein Tumah B'Tzadikim, the Heishul Chas V'Shalom, the Sipa Shagami Kats, Eitel Chamav, how you write to Ima Kayhanim Lim by Heter, the Chidushim was there. He said, no, there's no, we don't, this idea of Tzadikim are not Tame, but that's not what we're focusing on. We go next part over here. But Oida Yishai, look, my Yishai Mispal, B'Shalom Ziyan, to the Talis Miyachid. Which Talis should you bury him? Im Likbar Isa, B'Talis Jispal, B'Meyachol, I betalas yispal b'shabbos yantiv. But Omar, and at the time they said shezel sha'ayla gedoyla, and we have to go bring a raya from the Gemara in Masechtas Yuma. Big day zav, big day love, and shekayin gadol. The Amri, the Gemara. What do you spend more money on? The Gemara says over this, she big day zav. There are others. Why? Because he used the whole year. So the big day zav is used all year. Big day love is only on Yom Kippur. So which one should we spend more money on? What you use every single day. So they did not. So they had the shiloh over there. Which talis should they bury? Should they use the talis of Shabbos or should they use the talis of the weekday? So they when you start to look at the others that were there, they tell. So what they do at the end? Look what happens. So the Gemara Masechta Zevachim says like this: There's a bayadol yevshuta betadur mekudesh. You have something which you always use, but you have, or no. And Gemara is talking about not just what you use, a tefillah, the carbon musaf. Carbon Rosh Chodesh, different carbonists, what comes first, what comes second. So you have Tadr and Mekudesh, something which is always a carbon Tamid. You have a Mekudesh, which is holier, let's say a carbon Musaf. Ezumen, Kaidim, and the Gemara doesn't have a Maskana. Kanye Shleimer. So here too, what do you have? You have Chol, which is Tadr, with the Chol every day. And you have the Shabbos one, which is Mekudesh. It's a Shabbos Begin. As a Shabbos Begin, it's a born Mekudesh. He's explaining the Shaila why they did not know what to do. He talks about all the shiloh that came up at the Slavaya. So let's go further a bit. So they went. We're on the bottom one in the Sefer Ishash Kailis, which is written by the Imre Emes. So he says Shubat Ba'ayin Zvachim. He brings the Gemara in Zvachim that the Gemara doesn't answer. The Sibe Maran Apnei Menachem. So the Pnei Menachem says Keshedano Az Beizit Talz the Kaivrei. Which Talz are they going to bury? This Fas Emes Amar Maran Imre Emes Sheladai Toi. He's telling you what actually happened. Hatalis shall Shabbos for him it was more tadira. May I share a tarzcha? Why? Because Fas Emes was misate b'Shabbos Kodesh right away. He put on the talis in the morning, and he would sit with it the whole day. Achi sayem a chasidim l'spal till they finished davening. And he says that in Ger he do b'isin Shabbos spal mochel davening later. Anyway, achi tikin and Emes that's a kind of satfil. The Emes changed it. They sped it up. But right, they said it was originally. It's ironic because now Ger is quick, but it was used to be it'd take a long time until they finished. So Mimela Talis shall shine.
You want them to learn.
You want them to learn, right? It was everything. It was a time and yeah.
He moved it out earlier. That was the sun.
Right, and he also made it quicker. And David spoke about himself. He had a reason why I made it quick. They down fast.
Famous, so,
what?
I wasn't behaving so well.
Yeah. So that parnasa was a bunch. Anyway, it says like this. So the Pnei Menachem said that the Shabbos, it was also tadr. Because during, I don't know how he figured out the time. Because if you're going to, let's say he wears it in the morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. And he wore it till 3 in the afternoon. So let's say he has 9 hours wearing the talis. During the week, he davened, it took him an hour. So it's 6 hours during the week of the talis shalchol. So it's more, he was not tadr means in days, in hours. So it's tadr and mekudesh. Says the Pnei Menachem. So you'll see what happens. So I want to just show you, because every sefer that I looked at, the people were at the Levi over there, the Chavra Kadisha, look at what ended up happening. So I saw in the Rishimah, Sir Binyam Menachem Alter, he brings down like this on the top. He was at the Levaya. Asher Adam Chol Sidre Levaya. Kasher Sir Shaila Beizit Talis LeKayvrei Pasku. So the psak actually was Sheyavaru Beizit Talis Espal Yoyser. Like we just said, the Chishvu they thought Shemitalis Shalchol Espal Yoyser. Ulam the Imre Emes Amar. Like we just said, Shalafiches Bainai Betalis Shalchol Halak Mamish. What we just said. But he didn't want to get involved with the psak. So the Imre Emes didn't want to get involved with the psak. The Chlitu, the Chevra decided to bury in the Talis Shalchol. That's what they decide. But I'm telling you what happened, he says. When they came back, they realized that they took the talis of Shabbos. They realized that they took the wrong talis. And it ended up that the Imre Emes that says that they should use the top, why? Because it was more Tadr and Mekudesh. That the Tadr Mekudesh talis should be buried. And it ended up that the Sfas Emes was buried in his Shabbos talis. At the end, Lalacha, as you see from the Gemara, from the Mefarshim over here, it doesn't really make a difference which talis it is. You have Kaddish, you have Mekudesh. And today, as most of the talisim are the same anyway, there's no difference. It's a difference in the design on the talis, but they cost the same amount of money and they are the same. So today, it doesn't really, in the final halacha, really would not make a difference. I just wanted to show the oilam over here a meiridikah story that I saw while I was preparing from Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach. He said the story over. That the Taz, when his talis Kfar Oisa Yishanu, was very old. You can see the second paragraph here. Uvalu, it was already getting ruined. Bikshu Anshe says, the people there wanted to buy him a talis chadash. They said, Rebbe, we want to buy you a new talis. Achagayim, the Taz said, no. Va'amalem, see, this is where Shama Zaman says, even Sheparsan a talis ala meis, being that the talis is spread over the meis, I want the talis zutabi beside. I want this talis to come with me. I don't want a new talis. I want a talis that I daven in all the time. That should go up with me to the Beis Olam. Look what he writes in. Spalalti afilu mila achas shalei bekavana. When I was wearing this talis, I never had one kavana. Never daven one kavana. This is the talis that I want. So you see the importance of when we're wearing the talis that we're going to be buried and not to talk, not to talk when you're wearing the talis more. And a mincha and a meir, because the talis is going to be made on us when we come up to Shemayim, that he didn't talk while you're wearing the talis. He wanted to wear the talis because he never spoke. And that was the talis that was better. It was the talis of the weekday talis, because that's what he wore all the time. And that was, he felt that that was, say, in a chanami. Maybe if a person talks during Shabbos in his talis, but he doesn't talk during the week, maybe he should be better in his weekday talis. And the other way is also true. So we have to be careful, realizing that the talis is the edus when we come up to the Shemayim. So one of the last things that came up was based on an interesting shaila, how to learn a Gemara. It's just very, very involved in the Gemara. Just we're not going to go through the whole thing. I just wanted to show you one. I really did want to spend some time in it, because you see how some gedolim learned up psak halacha. But b'shas bikra chayil, we end with this. He used to stand when he was mevaka chayil. Who holach b'cheder anavana. This is Rav Chaim Yaakov Levine. He used to come and that's it. And he says that you learn out Bikr Chayilim from the Pasuk Asha Yel Chuba. It doesn't say Asha Yeshuba. So therefore, you should stand. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein went ahead and tried to bring a riot from the Ran. What the halacha is, should you stand or sit? Halacha lemaisa, just to get to the halacha, because I don't want to come back to this anymore. It really depends on how you learn this Gemara, but you could sit and you could stand. If you do sit, you have to just know where to sit. You can't sit at the head of the bed, you can't sit at the feet of the bed. You have to sit on the side of the bed. Also depends if you're a chacham, the person's a chacham, not a chacham. But la'alacha la'maisa, they were a paiskim, how they, it's not really in Shulchan Aruch. They learned up the psak halacha from the way the Gemara writes something, the way the pasuk writes it, and the mitzvah bikur chaylam, therefore we should be mabaka l'chaylam. However you do it, you yaitz to the mitzvah, But there were Gedolim that said that you have to be Makach Chayil, you have to stand. Shkoyach.